This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open right now for you if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Telephone numbers 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll free at 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. It is a fantastic website, a beautiful website as well. I might add a lot of great information about Klaus Financial. A couple of things, though, to point out also. Learn a little bit, of course, about Klaus Financial. Another great opportunity there is to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. I signed up. You should do it as well. Once a week in your inbox, your email, you'll get a little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Another nice thing is there is a link to this podcast in that email as well, so you can review if you missed something. And, of course, as always, all the previous shows, podcasts up at KlausFinancial.com. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, of course, of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well.
Doing great to see you. And Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. Another beautiful day.
Oh, man, we are so lucky. We need a retractable roof for this studio like they have at Miller Park.
You would never stand.
Good luck with that.
I know. That's exactly. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about mistakes. What? People make some mistakes. We'll talk about some of those a little bit later in the program. Before we get rolling, though, something we've been doing for a while on this show is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It is a fantastic opportunity to win a great prize, which this week I have a $25 gift card for Home Depot. We'll tell you how you can win it a little bit later in the program. I'll just tell you now, if you listen closely, typically the answer to this week's and each week's question of the week, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, comes up during the program. So just listen closely to the show, and we'll tell you how you can win that $25 gift card for Home Depot a little bit later on in the program. Before we get rolling, though, with this week's topic, of course, those top 10 mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning, let's look back at last week and last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and review the question as well as get the answer.
Yes, so first of all, congratulations to our winner last week, and thanks to all of you for listening loyally every week. We appreciate the call-ins. Last week's question was, according to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2017, how much does, on average, does it cost in maintenance to own a home annually? And the answer was $14,448. So again, thanks for listening every week.
Fantastic. And again, we'll have another one this week. So listen closely to this week's program. As we've mentioned, of course, we're going to be talking about those top 10 mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning. Let's talk about, kind of one of the biggies, which is pension options and making those considerations. And this is one you really want to get right, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about top 10 mistakes. Mistake number one is not fully evaluating your pension options. So first things first, if you are one of the lucky few Americans still out there who are eligible for a pension, I would say count your blessings. That's awesome. There are still a number of active pensions in the public sector. So, municipalities, states, federal governments still have pensions. But in the private sector, most of them are going away. And it simply has to do with pensions are what we call defined benefit plans. And defined benefit plans give people a defined, surprise, surprise, benefit when they reach retirement or a defined monthly income stream. And people are simply living longer. And therefore, it's hard to support these pensions as people continue to live longer, especially if you don't have a large enough risk pool. But either way, if you don't slow down and evaluate this pension, we can see people make mistakes where they will come into our office and say, hey, got a pension, it's going to be $3,000 a month. And Malia and I will say, awesome, at what age? When do you get that $3,000? They go, I don't know. We go, okay, well, is that single life or are you talking joint and 100% survivor? What are you talking about, CJ? You get the point. You need to understand, when are you eligible for an unreduced pension? How long do you have to work to get that unreduced pension? And then finally, even once you are eligible and it's unreduced, what are your claims options? Single life, 75% contingent, 50%, 100%, 10-year period certain, 20-year period certain. These are all common claims claims options for people eligible to receive a pension.
CJ, can you just mention the fact, though, that people can request those options, you know, before
good
they
point.
Retire?
Yeah.
And people wait to the last second, I think.
Yeah, great point. To Malia's comment there, we commonly will say, you know what? Hey, you're 60. It sounds like you're going to get that benefit around 65, and that's fine. That works with when you want to retire. Why don't you go get some options? And they go, what do you mean? So your pension has to offer you the ability to get projections, right? Obviously. That would be like Social Security saying, here, give us 14% of your pay every single year, and you're never going to know how much you get until the day you want to claim, right? No. Pensions have to give you the ability to show all of the claims options that you would have at a particular date. So this is a big part of what we do, is we really encourage our clients to go find who to talk to get those options.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Call right now. Get on the air. You can call also before the start of the show. Again, phone number here at the station, 321-1310. Toll-free, 877-235-1310. So let's talk about, aside from getting the number wrong, let's talk about the other mistake that people commonly make, which is being overly confident and aggressive sometimes. That can get us in trouble, can't it?
It can. Staying too aggressive in your portfolio is mistake number two. This one will be quicker. It seems fairly straightforward, at least to us, but to other people, maybe not so much. So people have heard, hey, risk plus time equals reward. And so, hey, you know, even when I get into retirement, I quote unquote still have time. Well, yeah, you might have some time on your hands, but you're now making distributions out of that portfolio. And if the volatility is too high, it can cause your portfolio to submarine faster. So staying too aggressive in your portfolio when entering retirement and needing that money, that's the key. If you need money out of that portfolio, is mistake number two. You do not want to own all stock typically from a portfolio that you're going to be making monthly distributions out of in retirement.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to answer for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, Kloss Financial's number is 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. And again, we'll get you on the air if you have questions. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. 513-10. And Carrie joins us this morning. Carrie, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hello. My question is, I kind of followed the Dave Ramsey plan of investing, where he suggests we do 25% in
the four funds,
growing stocks, and 25% in the faster stuff, and 25% in overseas and whatnot. And so I just wonder if you suggest anything above and beyond that, or?
Yeah, great question, Carrie. So for other people who don't know, Carrie, I'm just going to line this out quick as well. So Dave Ramsey on his show, first off, he's a big debt buster. He wants people to eliminate debt, and we completely support that. We agree with that methodology. But then for investing, he tries to simplify it for people and gives four categorical investments, U.S., international, a growth and income fund, I think, and then like a small and mid-cap fund, I think. I mean, that may not be perfect, but it's something like that. And so, yes, actually, we support that general philosophy of when you're young, you know, just invest in some good diversified mutual funds of stock. The only thing we'd say is, of course, if it was that easy, then everybody just dump it in there and never think about it. And obviously, Dave Ramsey has a lot of money that, for him, the volatility doesn't mean much. But for the average American, if they have $500,000 or $300,000 in their portfolio and they're in retirement needing money out of that, a 50% drop in the market, which FYI, that's what happened in 2008, a 50% drop is not something you can just sleep at night over. So because of that, we agree with Dave all the way up until he just says, and never think about it again. We would say, no, as you get into retirement, you need to at that point back off that risk. Because Kerry, what he's talking about is a 100% stock portfolio. Maybe there might be 5 or 10% in bonds, but not enough for the average retiree, we would say. So again, huge fans of Dave Ramsey, love his general principles, but we would just go a little bit deeper as you get close to retirement.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Kerry, thank you so much for the call. And if you have a question, you can get it answered by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Give us a call right now. Our number's here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Or give them a call toll free right here at the station at 877-235-1310. Find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Back to the phones we go, and Scott checks in. Scott, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a quick question about how to factor in home equity in retirement planning in terms of whether that be reverse mortgages or maybe other options. But I'm just trying to look forward and try to figure out exactly how to consider that on a, for example, somebody who's retired, paid off home and that kind of thing. Do you factor that in or do you just try to leave that as a nest egg that for down the road in an emergency or something?
You're saying, do we factor in having a home equity like line of credit available? Do we factor that in as a source of available income? Is that your question?
Right.
No, we wouldn't factor that in. So our goal, if you listen to our show consistently, our goal is to have our clients be debt free as they enter retirement and then stay debt free for the rest of their lives. So therefore, home equity wouldn't be factored into that. Now, certainly having a line of credit available to you in retirement, we don't have a problem with that. It's more if that's part of the core plan, which I think is your question, Scott. Is it part of the core plan? And the answer is no. It would be Social Security, pensions, part-time work, you know, retirement savings and after-tax investments. Those would be the places that we would want to see retirement income derived from. We will. I'll add to that. We get people asking us about reverse mortgages. We won't go into this today, but we're not huge fans of them. They can be, you know, kind of final options for people. But we, again, that would not be a core part of retirement income for our clients.
Great. Thanks.
Scott, great question. And we talked a little bit also, you mentioned things like reverse mortgages. I know on a previous show, I think last week, as a matter of fact, it came up a bit as well. And I would urge people to get to KlossFinancial.com. You'll listen to some of those past programs as well, where we go in depth in a variety of things. This week, of course, we are talking about some of the mistakes to avoid when it comes to retirement planning. Left off talking about being too aggressive or staying too aggressive in your portfolio. Let's talk about some of those other things, like, for example, health and the cost of keeping yourself insured and not going into debt that way. People don't always factor that in properly, do they?
Right. So just a nugget here. This is supposed to be our top 10 retirement mistakes this morning. I think we're going to hit 5, so tune in next week, okay, folks? So mistake number 3 is retiring without considering all your health insurance costs. So this is probably the biggest item that stops our clients in their tracks when we talk about retirement planning. Many of them have put away enough money, but considering when they can retire based on their age and their health insurance, when that's going to come into place. So in other words, if you're retiring prior to age 65, which is Medicare age, you can go on the National Health Insurance Plan at age 65. If you're retiring prior to that, you're going to need to consider how much is it going to cost for you to hold insurance outside of your work plan. Are you going to be covered through your spouse? If you have a COBRA plan, which is something your group plan can offer to you anywhere from 18 months to 3 years prior to age 65, how much is that going to cost you? And what's interesting is when we looked at a 2017 study by Fidelity, they said that the average 65-year-old couple is going to need $275,000 to pay medical expenses during retirement. So we're talking about two things here. We're talking about covering the gap until you hit 65, and then after age 65, how much are you going to be spending out of pocket for up to two people? So $275,000 is a lot of money, and we're not talking about spending it on vacations, are we? We're talking about the necessities of life sometimes. Mm-hmm. So really take that seriously when you're doing your retirement planning. Factor that in because it will come up. And the mistake number four is not looking at your Social Security income figures properly. And believe it or not, we have like 50-50 camp on this. 50% of our clients say, you know what, I know exactly how much I'm going to get in Social Security, and I'm counting on that. And the other 50%, I just heard this last week, said to me, oh, I forgot all about that. That's part of the equation. And it really is part of the equation for our clients that are looking at pension, Social Security, investment income, et cetera, filling out how your retirement income is going to look is important. So are you going to take your Social Security at 62? Are you going to take it, which is early? Are you going to take it at your full retirement age, which is 67 or 66 or 67 for many of our listeners? So all of these items are things you really need to closely look at, hopefully with a professional like ourselves.
By the way, for those who are listening right now and hearing Malia and I talk about the sources of retirement income, Social Security, pension, retirement investments, after-tax investments. If you're like me, because I'm in my 30s, you're stopping and going, well, I don't have a pension. And you know what? I'm a little concerned about Social Security, right? It may be, if you're over 50, by the way, we don't think you should be concerned. If you're under 50, you might want to be careful assuming it's going to be there in its current form. So if you're like me, you're stopping and going, whoa, it sounds to me like more of the responsibility of my retirement is going to fall on me. So I hope you're actually hearing that and digesting that, young folks, and I'll call any young folks 50 and below, because that's the harsh reality of where retirement planning is going, is a lot of these big systems, big pensions, big Social Security are kind of dwindling, and so more responsibility falls on you.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great information, a lot of great information about Kloss Financial online. Again, that's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week coming up next here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also, hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. A lot of great calls this morning. Don't forget, it's never too early to call in on a Thursday. You want to call right at 8 o'clock. We'll get you on right away, and you can get answers from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's talk about time in that market. I feel like I'm a sharp guy. I'm going to give her a go, right? And I like, Malia, you've said it best right there. Not a good idea, is it?
No, we don't think so. Very rarely do you find people trying to time the market who have actually invested for a long period of time. It's usually those who have fallen behind, fallen on hard times, weren't disciplined, didn't start saving early enough, and feel like they need to catch up. And it is in that catch-up attitude that they want to try and time the market. So mistake number five would be, don't try and time the market. That's not the mistake. The mistake would be trying to time the market, and our response is don't try and time it. Mistake number six is drawing too much out every year from your portfolio, or assuming you're going to draw out too much from your portfolio. So we like to liken this to, hey, you have a bucket of money, and literally visualize a bucket, And then at the bottom of that bucket, there's a hole, and that's your income need per year. And the question is, how big should that hole be? And of course, there's a faucet at the top that's pouring water in, or money in, but the money that goes in might be some one year, it might be none another year. That's the interest that you earn. Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, this could be a high school math equation, couldn't it? If that hole at the bottom of the bucket is too long and it's meant to last for 30, 35 years in retirement, what happens? The bucket dries up. And so, you know, do not underestimate. There's some really good rules of thumb about the distribution rates you should be targeting annually in retirement, and for good reason. A lot of people do not know those distribution rates, and so they assume, hey, I have 100 grand. That means I can generate $10,000 a year because I heard from Dave Ramsey I can get 12% a year. Well, okay, let's talk about that, right? We would think that's way too high of a distribution rate, FYI. So that's mistake number six, assuming you're going to draw out too much in from your portfolio.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win this week's prize, which is a fantastic one as always. It's a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a 2017 study by Fidelity Investments, an average retiring 65-year-old couple will need what amount of money to pay medical expenses during retirement? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win this week's prize, that $25 gift card for the Home Depot. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And of course, our good buddy Dan Connery comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.